Fionn's mum, yeah, used to go on holiday and ask Fionn to feed the cat, and Fionn would go every 2 days.
Shut up.
You would. Shut up.
That's not what you would. Dragging pigeons into the house.
You would.
I wasn't looking after the cat when the cat dragged pigeons into the house.
So who was in charge? Jaden?
No, the next door neighbour.
See? See?
No, I was actually sorry to hear that happened to is it Jasper that went?
Jubes.
Oh, Jubes. Was that Jasper? Chat.
He's good.
Is he lonely though?
I think he's like happy to be the only cat, but he was diagnosed with stress lately, so I think all the changes have kind of upset him a bit.
Mum, Els is laughing.
I'm not laughing at that.
Laughing, right? Because Els has never had a pet before.
I've got two.
What Els has got a dog. Els would be.
Like, losing a pet, right, is the worst thing possible, right? But you haven't experienced it yet.
Exactly. Yeah. What can you experience? Els, you're the only one that hasn't experienced
it. Everyone's making faces behind the phone.
No, we're not, Els.
No, we're not making faces, you madman.
You've got a dog. You know dog deaths are peak, you know?
God forbid.
If your dog went, you'll be gutted,
I'll be upset. I can't take serious.
All that money you've been spending on the dog to get the dog trained and God forbid if something happens to the dog.
What's the average life expectancy on cane coursers? 12, 13
years.
12, 13 years.
We've got cane courser.
Remember that time the guy's dog got run over outside?
No. No, I don't think so.
I've never heard a black man cry like that. It was horrible.
Oh. See?
Dog.
Over and he died, and I've never seen a man cry like that.
Leslie's wicked.
Why is everyone leaving the room?
Because
you don't want to laugh.
No, but why is Leslie? Why is Leslie define him as a black man? Why does he? He can't just be a man. Why can't he just be a man? It's the fact that she's describing him as a black man, and she never had a black man born.
What did he say?
No, it's the fact that you mentioned that he's a black man bawling out. Why can't he just be? Why can't he be a man? He said, I've never heard a black man bawl out like that.
Oh no.
Nice pet stuff. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear about that. All jokes aside, because if you remember, I actually got on with them cats. Like they would, Jubes would always do the headbutt thing to me. Always on the stairs.
I think that was Jasper.
No, that's Jasper.
The little tick one.
No, Jasper's a Jews wouldn't do that.
He did.
No, what, the grey one?
No, not the grey one.
Yeah. Are the grey ones Jews? The grey one would attack you.
The grey one was the one that was a bit beefy. He looked nervous all the time. Yeah. That's Jews.
Yeah.
So Jasper's the one that was headbutting.
Yeah.
He's the one that kind of tick and solid and kind of like black and orange.
Yeah.
He's tick and solid.
No, he said that that Jasper's
thick,
thick and solid.
Got shoulders.
What's
he gonna take? He's gonna take one. Yeah. Are you gonna get another one, Leslie?
Not at the moment, no. I think I'll just have Jasper only cat for a while.
Mm.
Just hasn't been on a kidney diet for a while.
Why?
What, from like the butchers you have to get them?
Early stage kidney disease.
Oh, I thought you meant kidney meat.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
He's got kidney disease.
Yeah, so he's on like early care renal function, so.
Oh my goodness.
Like he can't have food that normal cats eat, because he can't have too much protein in his diet.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know this.
Yeah, kind of too much protein in his diet. So I think I'm just going to have him. I don't want to stress him out by bringing in that animal into town.
Yeah.
So I'll just have him in the outside one.
Fair enough.
How old's Jasper?
But yeah, maybe
You need to be careful. Because you know, pulled it. If Gina was to go, you'd be gutted.
Yeah, of course it was.
Like, you'd probably cry about that, innit?
I think you'd cry.
Yeah, but I'd be back to film.
You're mad upset. Oh, I think you'd cry.
Right. Well,
have you got a pet?
No.
I've got a pet. Alright,
my mum got one.
Okay, bye.
She just got one.
Your mum's got a pet.
See ya. She's got a dog.
So you got a dog in the house?
No, but I don't live with my mum, innit?
Okay. What, where, how old's the dog? Is it puppy?
No.
What kind of dog is it?
Like a German Shepherd crossbreed or some smaller dog.
So it's little.
It looks exactly like a German Shepherd, but it's like, it's still big, but it's not like as big as like the full big of the
German
Shepherd. Yeah, so it's like hand, but it's still like
hands on.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a foster dog, innit? So it was like,
oh, you rescued,
mistreated,
rescued,
yeah. So it's mad, like, it reacts to anything. Like, if a bat comes by, that man fucks out.
Okay.
So, but it's still getting, like, treatment.
Rehabilitation.
Yeah, so, but they already done the majority of it. So now it's just more, like, they were going to put it down, innit? So my mum's trying to save it to be, like, no, the dog's, like, actually, like...
Why did your mum sign up to that?
Wanted a dog.
A lot of people do.
And what, like, she foster them? She likes animals that she cares for the minute, so she wants to
A lot of people get rid of their dogs in the first year, basically, because it's too much stress.
Well, it's a lot of work and money, innit?
Yeah.
A lot
of work. This one used to get, like, mistreated and that, innit?
Is it look damaged?
No.
You can't see, like, scars on him and that?
No, it's just mentally damaged.
Oh.
But it's like apparently it was bad, like, the dog was bad, innit? So that's why they wanted to put it down, innit?
They're always trying to put down animals these days, isn't it? That's like the easy option.
It's the easy option. From when I see dogs home, they won't take dogs. Like, you can't just
drop a dog off.
You can't just drop a dog off and go about your business.
What will happen if you do?
They won't take the dog.
Is it?
Yeah, they won't take the dog.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of shelters are overrun. The place where I drop my dog to, people sometimes don't.
Is it like a nursery for dogs?
Like a kennel, nursery, basically. Where
it's chill, bake off, and then you just go.
Yeah, when I go on holiday or whatever, he'll stay there for like a week or two.
How much is that?
It's like £25 a day.
That's not bad. You know, I was wanting you to say like six bills or something.
No,
I
want
to do that because that's what she thought, like, when she goes on holiday.
It's like £25 a day. Right. But they're like the cheapest. But I met the people that own the place and the people that run it. They're mad cool.
Yeah.
Like, they're mad cool. And they got cats there. And
they treat the dogs calm and that.
Yeah, you get pictures every day.
Is there loads of dogs in there?
Oh, bro, there's bear.
But do you think that the dogs beef and that, though?
Huh? Cool. Yeah, so dogs, only certain dogs can come out with certain dogs.
Okay.
So, like...
My mum's dog...
He's not. He might have to come out on a leash, basically, with... Maybe like one or two other dogs that are well socialized.
And you need to have a muzzle on all the time as well, isn't it?
Does he bite other dogs?
Man, the dog can't be out without a muzzle.
If
has to have a muzzle.
If they're reactive, then they'll only take them out on a lead. But you can pay, there's a trainer that works there.
Yeah.
You can pay extra to get them to train
the dog. So that's the thing, when you foster a dog, you see all of them like foster training, you get professional training for free.
Oh, is it?
Dog. Yeah. So that's
I didn't know that, you know?
Yeah.
Did they pay you?
Yeah, they do they don't pay you, but they do, you don't, catering for the dog, all you got to do is pay for the food, the training and everything. Like, you'll come out with a well-trained dog.
By the end of it.
Yeah.
Can you keep it?
You can keep it, but the problem is that my mum doesn't, she's not sure, because she's up there with my brother, but she don't know what's going to happen with my brother in it, so.
Okay.
She don't want to be left by herself with the dog in it.
Okay.
Because she comes to London Bears for work. She still works in London.
Where does she live?
Leicester.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your brother. You said your brother's a gangbanger, isn't he?
No, not anymore.
He used to be.
He can't be. The guy's a good dude. Like, that's what's funny. Like, you know when you know someone at heart? It's like, bro, like, you just don't need to be doing this. And that whole scene is just fucked, like.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. Yeah, I've got some severe stomach cramps right now.
I don't know how that messed you up right now.
I'm not feeling great, man. You're not going to have to bring the energy because right now I feel like I need a peppermint tea.
I've got peppermint.
If it gets peak, I'm going to have to. So I have to sit on my stomach.
All right, let's go here, man.
Cool. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
If I get too hot, I'll take this off. I'm all right for now, though.
Wait, say something, Jordan.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
I'm the one on the right, innit?
Check, yeah.
You're going to keep your jacket on?
I'm all right for now. Just, well, I don't feel good right now.
I wonder your sound sync, innit, for the mic. Jones, you ready for me to cut it
down? Yeah, I'm ready, bro.
3, 2, 1, action.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to the Coppo Show. Don J, Jody Jaws, my two friends.
How's it, okay, Mr. Make It Happen?
It's your boy, Fearing the One You'll Come to See.
You're back again, man. Another episode. Sorry, last week's episode was a little bit late, wasn't it?
Slightly.
A couple hours. It still came out on Sunday.
This is now Wednesday. We're here Wednesday.
Plowing through.
Yeah. Plowing through. We've been here since 5 p.m. You know, some of us are still working. but you know, we're dedicated to doing things right.
Yeah. No, we are still.
I think we're up.
Like I told you, I'm not really feeling 100% today. So you're gonna have to give me some time.
Shoulders are sunk.
I'm not 100%.
Yeah, you look mash up.
Do I look fucked?
No.
Do I look unwell?
You're just sitting there like...
It's the jacket.
Yeah. Like, Junior was even saying, like, bro, like, you want to take your jacket?
All right, let me start again. I don't feel great, I'll be honest. Scientist.
There's only 4 wings.
I don't know what kind of oil...
What do you have for lunch?
What kind of oil are they using, man?
Do you know what's so magic? You know, I stopped... I don't go to Maldives and that anymore.
Shut up, Jordan.
No, honestly.
I saw you there the other day on the big end.
Listen, no,
I was with you.
Something happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I said, I'm sorry, I can't trust these people anymore.
What happened?
I'm in a chicken and chip shop, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've ordered, yeah. And in the back, I can see, so I'm looking through the, like, you know, the the heat warmer thing that holds all the chicken.
The incubator.
Yeah. So I'm looking for the incubator, yeah.
Is that actually what it's called?
No.
Well, where you put babies in.
Yeah.
So, we know what we're talking about.
So I'm looking for the incubator, yeah. And I can see a man, yeah, like preparing that, like chicken, innit?
Yeah.
But anyway, but like I'm on my phone and I'm just looking around, yeah. And then it's like, I just see it.
What?
Wait, what?
What's that?
So
what's the uck? I don't know. I just saw.
No.
Like a choking.
No, you didn't see.
I was like.
No.
Behind the incubator.
No, that's mad.
Man just said.
No, you got mad.
Hairy men back there.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a man. For a man to be getting fellatio, yeah, in the back of a chicken shop, that's mad.
So what was he doing?
Yeah. So anyway, now yeah, I could just hear that. Yeah. So, but I'm looking around, yeah, thinking, no, like there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's persistent. Like
what
like,
the noise?
But like, I can literally hear that. Arr!
Arr! No, that's mad.
And then I hear. Arr! So I look for the thing, yeah, and I can see the man, yeah, flouring up chicken, yeah.
Oh no!
And he's coughing, like he's coughing, but he's not like
he's
like,
not covering his mouth.
Bro, he's not even doing that.
That's mad.
So he's picking up a drum.
Have you paid the rent?
I paid.
Wait, is it the time that I dropped you there?
Last week?
No. So that
it was after. It was after. Yeah. But was it the same establishment? Please tell me no.
Yeah, it was not that place, but it was a chain of that.
Oh, okay, it was a chain of one. I saw it, yeah, I was there the other day.
So then obviously now, like, so obviously, like, I'm waiting for my fries, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm like, okay, hold on a second, let me just keep an eye on this guy to just double check that he's really doing
what
I think he's doing.
Yeah.
Bro, he's picking up a drumstick.
Oh, that's mad.
That's disgusting. That's making me feel worse.
Bro, picking up a fire, same thing. Wing, same
so
thing.
So he's
flowing
so,
up,
so
flowing
he's
up.
Coughing on it to add extra
food. Bro, to add extra
that's
something.
Mad. Oh, stop, man.
Bro, I got my food, no lie, and I put it straight in the bin. Like, I walked out the shop and I put it in the bin by the
bus. So you're done now?
I can't.
See, that's making me even feel even worse.
No more chicken and chips, no. Like, I can't do it, man.
Do you know what's mad? That happened to me when I went Mama's Pizza in Norbury. Me and Donce went in there one time. Yeah, but I went there one time and we saw a man putting on, taking off socks. So imagine man's in the back where they're like putting the toppings. I see man, but he looked at us like this, and we both looked at him and said, "It's finished."
That's mad.
Because
did you not order the pizza already?
We'd ordered it.
Yeah.
And then me and Don said, "Wait, is he taking off socks?" But I'm like,
that's because there's no reason for a man to be taking off socks.
You know, yeah, you know the food and health, the food hygiene certificate. Yeah. If you know if you're taking off socks,
you've lost it all.
Because you're five on the window, but if I see you taking your socks,
taking off, you're done. Taking off.
I would have been fuming.
Bro, me and Dotson will never ever step foot in that one again. But that one's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
Yeah, I stopped going there in school, I'll be honest.
Why? What's wrong with
you? Do you know what it is? When you go in there,
it's not right, isn't it?
And you look around, obviously they've done it up now, but at the time it was like
kind of
a hallway.
Yeah.
And then the man serving pizza, and it's just like it doesn't look clean. It was like tiles that just looked dirty from the front to the back of the shop.
And you know what's so crazy? Yeah? Like you see me, I'm not somebody that can just eat from anyone's house, yeah? So for me to even, like, when I left, I deeped it. I said, like, you see, for me to even go out and eat out, yeah?
Mm.
Even at a takeaway, yeah? We're going mad. Like, we're going, like, a restaurant, like, that's different, yeah? But a takeaway, yeah? Like, think about it, yeah? We wouldn't eat at some of our known associates' house.
I don't really eat from other people's houses, yeah.
Bro, so like, imagine, say someone random said, yo, you man, I'm making dinner tonight, innit? Like, you man, come round and eat. Yeah, you man might say, oh, do you know what?
I'm busy.
If dinner is at 8, I've got a dinner beforehand, but I'll pass you after though. Yeah, once the dinner's been, served up, bro.
I'll eat and
you'll go and drink. So for us to be going to, bro, we're going to Morley's, Mama's Pizza. We don't know these men.
Nice. What you're saying, that we're at risk? High risk.
High risk, Fionn. We're at high risk.
Depending on my mood as well, sometimes I will go into a chicken and chip shop and I shouldn't really go there.
But we shouldn't be in there.
I've got video footage of Jordan going into multiple.
Bro.
So what should we do then?
I only go to specific ones.
No, but you know what? Yeah, we have to look at ourselves. Yeah, and after that, I said, you know what? I need to take a good look in the mirror at what's happening here. Because you see, there's certain places, yeah, that have, like, proper processes and procedures. So, so like a KFC, like a McDonald's, a Burger King.
Yeah, proper franchises.
Yeah, like a proper process.
Yeah. Regulated by the government.
Morley's. Yeah. As nice as Morley's is,
it's madness.
It's not the same standard across all of them.
It's not the same, bro. The simple fact, the that Beulah Morley's, can taste different to Brixton Morley's.
Yeah.
What
there's
we
no
do?
Process.
There's no.
There's no process or structure. It's just a name, so that means it? That when it comes down to cleanliness, there's no real strict rules. Yeah, they season the chicken with whatever they want to season it with.
He's making me feel sick.
Trust me. Trust me.
That one that we went to was like, I've been going there for years. I don't get it unless I'm going Jordan's now because I don't go down there. But
after that, like, you see,
I'm surprised you actually.
Like, see, for me to see that.
I got food as well.
Like, for me to see that in a Morley's, one of my high, like, top. Like, I put Morley's up there as one of the top the establishments.
The Red M.
The Red M, bro. You walk in, there's beautiful women on the side and everything. bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Morley's.
You actually shouldn't be walking into any and everywhere.
So only God knows what Chicken Cottage and PFC and them shops there are doing. Mama's Pizza, when they gotta knead the dough.
Yeah.
He's taking off his socks for you.
We might be finished.
He's taking off his socks
to add extra cheese.
And then he's putting his hand in the cheese.
It's the cheese, it's the extra cheddar.
So that's cheese from his foot and cheese on the pizza.
double cheese. That's what double cheese means. When they see double cheese, yeah, it's cheese and then right. Let me take off my sock.
Athlete's foot.
And then put my hand in the cheese and sprinkle it on the pizza.
Make me want to check Mama's pizza.
No, please, I feel
so
sick, man.
Yeah, like I'm not doing it anymore. Like I'm very particular now with, like, to be around here. I ain't got much around here. I'm burst. You see, on days when I don't want to cook, I'm burst.
Or sleep for dinner.
I'm burst. Mama's
pizza's got five.
If I don't trust that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
But I told you what I saw.
You can fix yourself up before they come.
Yeah.
I've never been in there and I thought, oh shit, this is mad though. The one in Norbury, I said, this is mad.
Well, you know, 5-star hygiene ratings. I think they, like, look how much people got 5 there. I just think.
No, this is all 14th High Street.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember in school, Ofsted? When they would come and the teachers and were all at
for the week.
Yeah.
Like some of the best lessons I had when Ofsted was in the town. Yeah. But when Ofsted would leave, it would be back to the same shit.
Yeah.
So I think that's just their Ofsted.
Chicken cottage in Norbury, free. I think it should be lower than that, if I'm honest. But
See?
Yeah. This is what I mean, man.
And I'll be honest, even what was I gonna say? Cooked,
you know, what, you forgot?
Dementia.
It happens to me all the time.
Well, we need to talk about confessions anyway. You think about what you're thinking about.
Oh, so that's it, sorry. Yeah. Blue and orange, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I thought.
No, don't say it.
A friend of mine was in there the other day.
What happened?
They've changed management.
But what did he... It doesn't matter.
What happened?
Yeah, what did he see calling across the floor?
Nah, shut up, Jordan. You have to be careful what you're saying.
A cockroach.
Oh, in blue and orange.
Because there was a time I used to say that was the best restaurant in Croydon, basically.
Fort and Heath, it is.
I wouldn't go back there.
Cockroaches in blue and orange.
I got a video.
Oh, there's footage.
He recorded it and sent it to me.
Oh, no. You're joking, George.
But this man's mad. He recorded it and sent it to me and he said...
And continued eating.
And he said, and he went back there the next day. I said to him,
I already know who it is.
But I thought they got cockroaches.
There's only one man bold enough to.
He said, it don't matter. the video's on my Insta. I can't even.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even.
I don't even know.
But yeah, no, they changed management. I haven't been there in a while.
But because they changed management, it doesn't mean that.
You should have cockroaches.
We would never experience that under the old management, though. I met the manager, like, he's mad cool.
Yeah, no, no, but the thing is, I reckon that they've always had cockroaches.
You reckon? He just kept it under wraps.
Yeah, 100%. Because you don't just change management and somehow
cockroaches coming out and over. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That's some serious lamb
shit. Like, you know, all these places have some sort of...
Vermin.
Of infestation. Vermin.
Yeah, like, mine's like warm places. It doesn't mean your house is dirty.
I remember I went to a chicken cottage in Brixton. And I went and I looked over the counter and there was worms.
But why would they? That would wind me up.
Worms. As God is my witness.
Because you know how long it takes for a worm to move?
Just on the counter?
No, on the floor. But where it was, the floor was kind of like wet and damaged.
Behind the counter.
You could see like worms.
Behind the counter. Right? Not
behind.
Oh, my skin's going.
Yeah, bro, when I said it, I said, bro.
No, you're going to be shut down. That's
right, they've changed management.
That's not enough.
But this was like maybe like 12 years ago. I was going up uni and I was like, raw worms.
And you paid already?
No, well? No, we just left.
Oh.
But yeah, like there's some places that are fucked like that. But you're right, the takeaways we might have to look into ourselves.
Yeah, bro, we can't just be going to
everywhere. Because it's cheap, it's cheap chicken.
Any and everywhere.
Yeah.
Honey, it's pigeon.
No, I heard the chicken that they get it from, it's actually, see, I don't want to put people off because it made me feel sick. But apparently the chicken that they get from the chicken and chip shops, they get it at a cheaper rate. But those chickens are supposed to be in pet food.
Right. That's kind of mad.
See, and you know...
seen the skit? Like, where the... I don't know if you guys want to do it for your reaction. But, there's footage.
Oh, man. Oh. I don't know what that was, Junior.
And then the thing is,
that's what I'm saying, there's footage, like...
And then what I thought about as well, I thought about... Like, when he was coughing and that, I thought about all the videos that I see online of the Indian street food.
Stop it.
I think there's someone trying to bring down India as a country.
No, no, Jordan. No, it's not.
Every single video I see is mad. But I know it's your country's not like that. Like, it can't just be that. All your cuisine can't just be madman on the floor with his foot out, stirring soup with his big toe.
But
it can't be.
I'm going to airdrop you this skit, I think it's real.
Send it to my laptop.
But then they don't help themselves. Like, they don't do themselves justice. Like you see, for me, coughing, like, to just cough without covering your mouth
is madness.
It's insane. Like, even if I'm home, alone, like to cough, like to just cough or to just sneeze.
It's bad manners, isn't it?
That's madness. Like, growing up, that's one of the first manners you...
Learn.
Yeah, you learn.
Yeah, cover your mouth when you're coughing or sneezing and that.
After please and thank you, it's
cover your mouth, yeah. Yeah, thank you. You made me feel so much better, Jordan.
Very good, man.
I feel sick as
healthy.
A dog. Huh?
It's not either.
Yeah, man. But anyway, anything you lot want to confess?
No. To be fair, I was going to say I watched that show you told me to watch.
What one? You lot's ADHD is finished, man. What show?
All Her Fault.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's actually a good show. That's good, isn't it? Yeah, that's it.
Was you shouting at the TV at certain points?
Do you know what it was? It reminded me of a higher budget Channel 5 show.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know if you lot ever watched, like, Channel 5 movies or series, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen a few.
You can see the way, like, you can see where the story's going.
Yeah, but did you see... I thought it threw me off with the guy.
You don't want to... Well, I'm not going to ruin it for people, but I could kind of tell where it was going. And then there were silly little things where... Alright, cool, this doesn't ruin the show. The woman's child's been kidnapped.
Mm.
But people just walk in and out of her front door. Like, she don't lock her front door. That's the problem there already. Like,
there was a lot of people coming
in. It's small things like that where I just put, like, yeah, kind of like a Channel 5 kind of movie. But it was entertaining. I would tell people to watch it.
It's a decent little watch, isn't it?
Yeah, 100% it's a decent watch.
Yeah. So that's what you got to confess?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a confession. I'm just saying, I just watch it.
What about you?
Yeah, I got something to confess. I've been looking at things that's been making my skin crawl and itch, but I just can't stop myself from looking at it.
Self-harm, basically.
Self-harming yourself. What are you watching?
Like, have you heard of barnacles?
With the little
circles. Stuff that are stuck onto, like, crabs in there?
Yeah.
What, and then I have to crack it off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Bro, like, I've just been, like, you know, like, obviously I was off Snap, then I came back on Snap, like, a few days ago. And it's just been all on my feed, yeah.
Just barnacles.
But, like, I'll be in a hole where I'll be watching all the videos, yeah, like, for like 30 minutes. But, like, I'll be sat there watching it, like,
Do you get satisfied? Well, I don't know if it's the same kind of videos, yeah. You get satisfied when people scrape the barnacle off.
I feel good watching someone scrape it off. So literally,
what is
a
barnacle?
I'll show you.
I think it's the satisfaction that I get from seeing it go.
Removed.
Yeah.
But then
the build up.
Yeah, but then looking at it is just nasty. Cause you know, like, I can't look at holes and that together.
Oh, the clumps of holes together.
Yeah.
Like this.
It's called like triphobia.
What, like, is it though?
What's barnacles on a boat? But this guy's job is to
type in barnacles on a turtle.
Look at Jordan.
But that's how I like watching.
What is it made up from though?
I'm not sure. Like, pimple popping videos. Like, I enjoy watching them. I can watch them.
No, some of them are nasty, man. But while are you looking for the barnacles, I've got a confession.
It's been mad.
I've got a confession. I have to admit, yeah. I have to admit. So after our conversation about R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I went and watched Surviving R. Kelly to kind of refresh myself on what was going on. And I have to admit, no, I was wrong still.
Well done, well done.
Because...
I was wrong.
Wait, before I've got a question.
So wait.
I'll give him praise.
So what happened? Surviving R. Kelly came out, 2019.
Did you watch all four parts as well?
You know, it's three seasons, isn't it?
There's it's like an hour and a half long.
It goes for time. So I watched it properly, and like seeing that to the depth of what was going on. I forgot that he had like 14-year-old girls sleeping with him and that, leaving him locked up in the house. I knew there was like.
No, but we told you he was a paedophile. We told you he was.
No.
Yeah, we told you he was a paedophile.
No, but do you know what it is?
He said, like,
it doesn't matter what kind of paedophile you are, he's a paedophile.
And I think for me, it was coming from a place of ignorance. I just didn't care. But when you actually like listen to what, and then you see the girls watching, like, there's a couple of times I nearly teared up, I'll be real. The girls was talking about their story and was like, what he done to me was just horrific. Like, what I had to perform and do was horrific. So now I'm just thinking to myself, I can't really be then going to the concert.
$90.
Just because he makes good music.
So let me ask you this now. Yeah?
And that's me being real.
Is this genuinely you, or is this because there was a bit of backlash?
No, both.
From our viewers, you know.
No, there's both. It was both.
There was a bit of backlash.
No, it's both.
I'm pretty sure that's not the first time that you've watched Surviving R. Kelly.
Second. Rewatch.
Is that
that might make it worse.
So you've known what he's on. Els told you that he was pissing on kids.
That should be enough to tell you.
Told you that he was a paedophile. Yeah. It don't matter what kind of stage one, stage two, not stage full, three paedophile.
I've seen. I remember watching it back, but not properly.
He's a stage one paedophile.
No, he's fake. It's peak. But when I was watching it properly, it kind of hit me again. And I was like, this is kind of fucked. This is fucked. And then I think the backlash, I had a couple people mention, it was like, feeling like, you might need to refresh your mind on what you're talking about. Because this is not a hill you need to be dying on. This R. Kelly hill that you're talking about, running to his concerts and stuff, just because he makes good music. So I said, you know what, let me watch. I showed Els, I'm like, I'm watching this thing. And I can't lie, it's really sad.
It's bad.
It's really, really sad.
Okay, cool. So let me put this to you now, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's one of your favourite artists?
At the moment? What, in the world?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, or let's say, all right, cool. So right now, would you go to a Vice Cartel concert?
Been to that.
Okay, but would you go?
Okay. Yeah.
So,
plus as a murderer? Or you don't believe he did it?
He got off his case. I can only deal with the facts.
Crucified me for
him. I'm dealing with the facts.
So imagine
he was
now,
wrongly accused.
So imagine now.
And he's free.
No, I agree.
So imagine now, you heard that Vice Cartel was a paedophile.
Then that's that then.
Yeah, and he went to... Wait, what's the legal age? 16?
For sex?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And in this country.
Okay, cool. And he had sex with somebody that was 15 and 350 days old.
Vibes Cartel, 6 and now 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
What are you asking me?
So in 3 days, she'll be 16.
Yeah, what are you asking me?
Would you still attend his concert?
If he's sleeping with underage women or girls, he's cooked.
Would you go to his concert?
No, I'm done. What I'm saying to you, I'm not.
So you see now, yeah.
I'm not.
So you're not going to no paedophile's concert.
I can't.
How do you feel about murderers concerts? Because you judged us.
Murderers.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Like, I have to be careful where I'm listening, the energy I'm taking in.
Okay.
I can't just be going to a concert just because it's got good music. That's my stance. So regardless if it's a murderer, a paedophile, a domestic violence person, I have to be careful what I'm going to.
I think the sad thing about this is that it took the jury to comment and come after you for you to say, I can't.
But reflection is a good thing. You should know that about
me. Yeah, but...
That's one thing I am good at is self-reflection. Man, love a self-reflection.
But what you're not good at is listening first time round. Because me and Elwes told you.
No, I said...
But you don't rate us two. But you rate strangers. You need strangers.
No, it wasn't strangers. It was my friend. I told you, I sent you a voice note of my family.
Yeah, no, I heard.
A couple of people reached out to me. And then I was thinking, hold on a second, I'm actually dying on a hill that I don't need to die on.
Protecting R. Kelly.
Not protecting. There was no protecting. I said, I'll go to the concert.
No.
But now, after watching Surviving R. Kelly,
indirectly protected him though.
It shouldn't have taken other people to reach out to you.
No, it weren't.
Me and Els was telling you there and then.
It wasn't. It was the doc. It was the doc.
It was, so the documentary you already saw made the documentary. You realize.
Nah, when you watch it again, you realize.
But the documentary, like, made you realize that you shouldn't be attending a paedophile's concert.
Yeah.
The documentary.
Yeah.
So not just someone saying he's a paedophile.
No, but it was the ignorance before. I was being ignorant. It was ignorance. So I was being ignorant, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going anyway. But then when you actually watch it properly, it's hard. It hits home. And as I said, family reached out, friends reached out. You man spoke about it, but I was being ignorant.
And you thought, no, fuck these man.
That was off camera as well, how that conversation.
Yeah. So
it wasn't
even. Yeah, you're moving mad off camera.
So based on that, would you go to a Bad Boy reunion concert as well? Have you seen? Wait, have you not seen the documentary?
Yeah,
not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, you need to watch it, George.
Yeah, man. I know, but you know what is it? Yeah, I need to be like chilled. Like
you're watching Barnacles.
No, but that's like, no, that's quick.
The Barnacles are making me feel sick as well. To be honest,
wait, are they? Have you found the ones
on a turtle.
That looks nasty. Oh, it's disgusting, my skin.
Like, I would want to just scrape the whole thing off. Ooh. Like, I wouldn't
skin, be able what, to what, why is it like that? Why
I
is
don't
it
know,
like
it just
that?
Makes me feel like I have to remove that.
Oh, what is a barnacle, though?
I don't even know what
a barnacle is. It's a crustacean. Yeah.
What, is it like a snail?
Basically.
Yeah, a small and crustacean animal.
It's also their living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my skin.
So that one messed you up?
Yeah.
What, look, in the turtle?
My skin's gone mad.
Yeah, bro. It's a crustacean, arthropods.
That lives on a thing. Yeah. Even Hells is looking at it thinking, oh, this
no, like, you, like, you, I couldn't have that in front of me. I'd have to remove it. Like, I couldn't just, yeah.
Damn. And what, they get clipped off, innit? I see them clipping off on TikTok.
Like, shovel it off.
Damn, I don't mind those. It's the hole, you know, those holes.
You lot can't handle the holes.
Yeah, I can't see that either.
What's it called?
Trypanophobia?
Yeah, triphobia.
Well, you can't see.
I've got that as well.
You see that thing? Mad, bro.
Like, it makes me feel sick.
Bro, do you remember the one, from back in the day? There was a mad picture back in the day.
Oh, with the little... It looked like it was on skin.
On skin, yeah. I can't look at that, bro.
Bro, you know what? I showed that to my mum and she had to go counselling.
That's mad.
What?
That's actually mad.
Yeah.
What?
To forget the image or to deal with it, holes in the skin, I don't want to type it in on my thing because it's fucked as it sounds, if I saw that I'd want to burn the skin, just get it, like actual holes that is dark in the hole, like there's something inside, so you lot can't handle them. I can't see, I'm thinking about it now, my skin, so you showed that to your mum and you mashed up your mom.
See, bro, look at the hairs on my arm. I'm done, but I don't get why it's a thing.
Do you know what I mean? It's just holes. Like, it shouldn't...
No, but a lot of people feel that, though. Like, my mum's got that as well.
Like, I just find it disgusting.
I remember my mum had... Not... She didn't have to go counselling, but I remember she was in a dark place because one woman sent her an email. Because back in the day, they used to do, like, email trails. You know how they do WhatsApp now?
Yeah.
It was emails. And I remember there was an email trail that my mum told me. I remember she was kind of messed up from it. And it was basically, like, a story about a woman... that was trying on a bra. And you know they try on bras. And apparently the bra made, had like a infection in it. And someone tried it on. And then the woman in all around her areola was just full of holes with like maggots in it.
I would have thrown up.
And my mum, I remember my mum was like, oh, like she called her friend and said, why did you send me that? Like, you've messed me up. I can't get out of my head.
I'm fucked.
Like, what is that? And I was looking at my mum. When she showed me, she was like, Finn, look at this. Like it was like maggots in the hole. It was crazy.
Burn the tip.
Yeah. Exactly. I know there's a lot of people that suffer from that whole thing anyway.
Yeah, that's really bad.
But yeah, that was my confession anyway. The R. Kelly stuff is done. I'm done with that. I don't support a paedophile. I'm not going to go to his concert. And I'm really sorry for all those young women that was affected. But Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing at you. I'm laughing at you. It's like
yeah.
He had to go sit home.
Bro, he had to go home, when you had two friends.
Yeah, but you lot was on
over a decade here.
You lot on a jolly up anyway.
Trying to tell you, no, that's a wrong one.
like we actually told you, like that's wrong.
No,
and
no.
I was being ignorant, you know.
No, it was ignorant.
Saying, I'm going to get your passport and bring you back to America when he was performing in Somalia. Yeah. The little girls.
Yeah.
And you want to fund that.
Nah, it's not right.
You're right, finished, man.
Anyway, what you got for us today? Anyway, else?
Oh, do you know what? It's on topic with what we were just speaking about. Is there any sounds that, like, yeah.
Plates cutting, like, knife and forks on a plate.
Send your body into, like, shivers or, like, you can't sit down.
That scraping noise. Woo! Just thinking about it, that's making me feel funny.
Wait, what's the question, else?
Is there noises. Any sounds or noises that send like shivers down your spine?
Like people eating, like the clapping of the mouth. Yeah, like you know, like when there's just unnecessary food sounds.
Okay.
Like you're eating like a pig. Like you know, like I swear down, yeah. You know, like bro, when I hear people clapping their mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
In my head, I would look at them and think, you pig. You absolute pig. Like, because it's like, why are you eating like that?
No, I get what you mean. I don't know if it might have been you that messaged me here. I was filming something on my TV screen, but I had, Chinese. I was going off. I forgot to mute. I forgot to mute the video. And it was like, like close your fucking mouth, but I was thinking, what are you talking about? No. And I realised I was eating the Chinese and I forgot to mute the video.
Yeah, man, I hate that stuff.
So food noises, that's not nice. But I think the knife and fork scraping on the plate. Woo! I can't. Ooh, just it's messed me up. Felt it pen.
I have to cover my ears. I can't.
What when it's writing on the
like thinking about it now, I hate it.
Did you feel it on your teeth?
Like feel like my whole body, like literally, if someone's writing with a felt tip pen and I hear it, I'll go like that and I'll cover my ears. Like, I might look that's a bit mad. Like for me, I can't hear it. I don't know why.
Felt tip pen.
Even
like since wait, when you guys are on the whiteboard.
Nah, that like because it's against that.
Yeah. It feels on paper.
It's not so, but on paper, oh, yeah. Like I can't.
Sound makes you like, feel funny.
Yeah, it makes me feel mad.
What about you, June? Is anything that messes you up?
Like a tin screeching on the table, similar.
Similarly, the screeching noise. Yeah, ooh, that's horrible, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, what is that called? Is there a name for it? Where everyday things mash you up, like.
I don't like and this isn't like one of those ones, but I don't like
misophonia.
Misophonia.
I don't like when I'm in my car and I want to listen to music and my passengers are just chatting.
No, but that's just you being ignorant, though.
No, but like, but no, man. That's no. Bro, do you know what happened? Yesterday, I'm going to football, and I pick up Cordell, And you know, like I want to listen to the football stuff on the radio.
Yeah.
What and my man's just chatting. I had to say, yo, Cordell, bro, just relax, bro, like. Like I actually no, because you see, like sometimes, like you're just in the mood to just listen to music.
Cordell, man.
Bro, you don't want to chat, man.
I know what Cordell's gone through.
Chatting bro. Over the music and like, you know?
Every time, who does, but I think Vinny probably the most, when he comes in the phone and he's on, like, comes in the car and he's on the phone, Jordan will be like, what did I tell you about getting in my car being on the phone? Should I be someone telling you that? Or you're on the way somewhere? This guy's fucked.
No, but I hear that, bro.
Yeah, man.
I hear that. Like, sometimes if someone's asked for a lift, you just want, you need that time bro.
And then, do you know what? Yeah, bro, like, be a bit respectful.
What do you think is disrespect?
It's disrespect. It's me and you in the car.
And you're on the phone.
Yeah, and you're on last week and chatting off.
Like, you can't even enjoy your music.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah, bro.
Nah, you're right. You're right.
I can't enjoy myself.
Nah, he's right.
I can't even talk to my friend back.
Yeah. It's selfish. Lie. You're right. Because that's actually happened to me before.
It's just funny hearing someone cuss you
out, right. Get off the phone. You get in the car and you're both about to drive and they're on the phone. Because you now can't even listen to your own music and you've got to listen to secondhand conversation. Bro,
And you don't even know the guy.
You don't, you can't even enjoy it. Yeah, no, you're right. It's actually poor air.
And then the thing is, like sometimes, like you might try and turn the music up to the maximum limit where it's not affecting their conversation. Like.
But even that's all loose.
It's loose, man.
It's loose. Yeah, you're just listening.
You're a prisoner in your own car.
Yeah, it's true.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I hear it. What you got for us?
When you're maneuvering around in the nighttime, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
This sounds dodgy.
Yeah, it sounds mad.
Sounds dodgy.
So from bedroom to kitchen,
yeah,
or bedroom to bathroom,
yeah.
Do you put the light on?
Nah.
Bedroom to bath. See, my thing's a bit different though. My setup's a bit different. It's all just one big.
it's a studio.
Yeah. Okay, so like for example, yeah, me, yeah. If I'm in bed and I need some water,
mm-hmm.
I won't put the light on.
Like, so what are you doing? What like a blind man?
Bro, so I'm in the house here. Or sometimes, yeah, and what I do is, if one of my chargers, yeah, if I forgot it in the living room, yeah, and there's not one in the bedroom,
yeah.
Like when I go to get it, yeah, I'll just be in the dark, just like.
I'll just be on a miming thing.
Yeah,
just.
But it's like as well, yeah. It's like I'm trying to move quick.
Yeah.
But not too quick. So last week I was moving quick and I mashed my foot up on the coffee table.
And that's where it's like metal at the bottom of it.
No, it's like wood, but it's sharp. I scraped up my foot.
Ooh.
But why is it that we don't turn on the light?
Because you know what?
It wakes you up.
No. It's childishness.
You reckon it's child?
It's a game.
What, seeing if you can do it?
It's a game.
Without,
I wonder if I can find my charger without the use of
light. In pitch black.
it's a game. It's a sick game. That's what it is. It's a game. Trust me. It's a game.
Because you should just turn on the light.
In
my head, I think I know where my things are.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to go get it.
Trust me. I'll be in the living room here walking so slow around the coffee table.
Just so you don't smash your shin.
And then I'll bend down to the charger bit and I'll just be like that and then I'll pick it up and then walk out.
That's stupid. Because, yeah, really, you should just turn the light on.
It's a game. It's just a sick game.
It's a silly game you're playing with yourself.
It's a sick game. Like, the only time that I turn the light on is if I'm in the bathroom. But other than that, if I'm going to the kitchen or the living room in the middle of the night, it's straight blackout business.
Yeah, no, I hear it still. I'll save my question for later. I'll talk it later. All
right, cool.
So we'll jump into Copper News.
Alright, cue the music.
Not feeling well, man. Morley's has finished me off. Cooked.
And we're back here to the streets news. Shocking moment. A supermarket worker wipes customer out with stack of trolleys. Sorry, that sounds like my throat.
Not going to say anything.
Yeah, no, I saw this.
What's that?
Can I see it?
How did that start?
I don't know. Well, just him.
Oh, he let it go.
Yeah, the supermarket worker let go of them. You know how certain supermarkets, it holds.
Oh, he knocked someone over!
And smashed the thing.
Ooh, that person's going to claim.
Yeah, they're patterns.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
That's a nice claim, bro.
See that claim
I'll still be laying down on the floor now.
That's quarter of a mil.
Bankroll. I'm in the Maldives.
Ooh, that must have hurt, though.
Clattered his shoes.
No, surely he's on that big.
No, but the speed of that, though.
Have you ever worked in the supermarket?
Yeah,
exactly.
Bro, you ain't worked at Toys R Us.
I was about to say Toys R Us.
Pushing 30 trolleys. You ever pushed 30 trolleys?
No, you ain't pushed 30 trolleys before, bro.
A man was gonna fight me because I had like about 30 trolleys.
What, you bumped into someone?
Bumped his car. But you can't really control the whole thing. It wiggles and that. So
I've seen it. It's like a snake, isn't
it? Bro, you ain't ever had 30 trolleys and 12 trolleys just disconnect. Bro, you ain't had that, bro. You don't know what, bro. Yeah. It's bad.
Nice. Yeah, but that's a payout.
That's a payout. I've had something similar. When I worked in Asda, I had to carry the milks.
Yeah.
But one time, I had the milks together and I opened the cage and then they just splashed on the floor and there was this African man in front of me and he was bald. So as it splashed, it was just full of white. But you know, it's just specks. It's just specks. He's just there like this.
What did he do?
You could tell.
He was pissed.
Listen. I was like, because it was too heavy for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm carrying the milks like that. They come in like a, have you seen them in when you put them into the, so you carry them out, and then because I've carried it out and I've just opened the gate, it's just falling out. Splash. It was peak still. But yeah, I know, I can see what's going on. These supermarket things. Look at the things,
way Clapman's, he's ill.
I'm going. I'm,
now, I would, the acting that would be in play. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know, I'm up. I'm up.
Trust me, you see me, I learned. Like, you see any accident that happens.
Claim.
Claiming, bro.
Yeah, claim.
When that bus crashed into me, I went, to the hospital on a stretcher.
What?
Yes. they said, can you make your way to the hospital? I said, no. Send the ambulance.
So the bus.
I was on a stretcher like this.
Have you seen what happens when people get like severe whiplash? Where you have the two bricks.
You can only look up.
Yeah, you can only look up.
Climb a little left
to
right.
I told him, send the ambulance for me, bro.
Oi.
What,
because the thing is, like you see, like with claims, like they always ask, did you attend the hospital? When did you attend the hospital?
How
did you attend the hospital?
And that looks better for your case.
Did you attend the hospital?
Yes. In a stretcher.
When did you attend? Immediately. How? On a stretcher, in an ambulance. Yeah.
You've won the claim already.
Yeah, you've won the claim.
You don't even need to look into the claim.
You won the claim, bro. Yeah, for you to go to the hospital there and then.
In a stretcher.
It's a serious injury.
Is he
wrapped
on the bus?
He's a dickhead.
I left my bus.
So you got so where did the bus hit you in the back?
Yeah, in the back. And you know what's so
and
imagine?
You was in the cabin.
Yeah. And you know what's so imagine?
You were a passenger on the bus.
No.
He was driving.
Yeah. So but the funny thing is though, is on that day I was meant to leave 2 minutes ago. Yeah.
So what happened?
But I always leave like 5 minutes late, because I used to drive fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on this day, I was like, bro, do you know what? Oh, like, I'm just chilling. Bro, like, it's so mad, because in the video, like, you can see me, I'm in the cab, I've got the seat reclined all the way back. My feet's up on the steering wheel, like, I'm chilling.
You're chilling, yeah.
I'm chilling.
Like a hammock.
Bro, like a hammock, bro. and then I just hear bang. Yeah, but it's mad because when they were trying to get me to come back to work, they were trying to show me videos of how they think that the impact wasn't as mad as I was making out.
Oh, shit.
So, like, you know, like, the handlebars, on that hang?
Mm.
They were looking at the direction and the movement of that when the bus hit me.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it only moved a tiny bit, and it moved in this way, so... Yeah. So how have you sustained these injuries?
Yeah, what was injuries was you saying?
I said, look, I can't explain to you why I've got severe lower back, neck and shoulder pains and constant headaches. I can't explain that.
No, the constant headaches was from before.
I can't explain that.
Have you not ever got like whiplash for real though?
Yeah. Bro, my last accident, I was burst. Like,
it's a serious.
But my last one, that's
you've
when
had serious whiplash.
Yeah, it's a serious.
When you done me over, had whiplash.
But you crashed into him, innit?
I was talking about this.
when he tried to kill me, I had whiplash.
You know the full story, but we can't talk about it on this.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Was it that mad painful?
Bro, the last one I had,
You can't turn around in that.
Bro,
you have to turn the whole body.
It's horrible.
In February, bro, the woman tried to kill me, came speeding into the back of me. Bro, I flew forward, my head clapped the back of the headrest.
Ooh.
Finished.
Yeah, nice payout.
It's still in the process now.
You went straight hospital as well.
No, I went a few days later. But I was concussed.
Actually, I remember you telling me.
I was actually concussed.
Have you ever been involved in like a proper accident though? Other than that, you have, like a serious one.
The car was fucked, but
You was okay.
Yeah, I was okay. But I would class it as a serious.
Yeah, accident. Not a serious one, but I've been crashed into maybe like 8 times.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Have you ever crashed into someone?
No. Touch wood.
Yeah, thank God, man.
Have you?
Crashed into?
Yeah.
I've hit stuff and left the scene. But it's not people. But yeah, when I first started driving, like, you know when you have meeting situations where like you're coming and then another car and then you kind of go in to like the space on the road.
Yeah.
As that car's come out, I've not judged the space properly and I've smashed into the car in front. Had to reverse and I had to leave because it was my first time driving. And I was like, if I...
panicked.
Of course I panicked. And the thing is, I saw the dent, but you know when you see it and you're like, it's not that bad.
I know it's bad.
It's damage. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only time still.
In honesty, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the probability, yeah, of you stopping and leaving some sort of details if you crash into a parked car? Like, what's the probability of you stopping? Like,
if we're being honest,
what kind of damage, though?
No, you clattered the car, like it's gone. and you know to make that sound the but that side panel, door panel, like it's not.
Oh. That the B alone's 250.
It's not a T-cut job.
As fucked as it sounds, probably it might be high if I know I'm not.
So you're gonna dip. What about you?
I think it depends. Like, I'll be honest. If I feel like I can
get away.
Yeah, I'm quick. I'm quick.
You know,
but then I might play the game. So like, if there's witnesses, then I might stop. Maybe like, and I write like a little note. Yeah, and like, I'll just say,
sorry, bro.
I'll just say, I'm sorry. I wish you all the best. And then I'm like, just so the witnesses see, like, yo, I've left my number, but I'm late for work.
Listen, I am sorry.
I wish you all the best.
I've been in the passenger when someone's done like a couple times actually.
What, they
like
crashed?
One of my friends have crashed, and then there's witnesses, and then you know when they look around like. And then they just put their foot down. Thinking, oh shit! when they hit and run,
yeah,
like way too many times to be honest. But it's more times like when we've been younger.
To be fair, I can admit there's been a situation, but to be fair, I didn't go away. I came back, so I knocked a man off his bike. But it was.
That's mad.
It was mad.
You've done it all. No, like, you've actually done it all.
Bro,
you stole a petrol. It's his conscience.
No, I explain it quickly. So, do you know, I don't know you lot know the road. Do you know Clapham, yeah? Where the park is.
Wait, you sure you want to say where exactly?
No, no, I've talked to the man. Me and the man.
Case closed.
We didn't go for insurance. Like, I'm trying to, I don't know what the road is, but you know Clapham where you can lead down towards where Lotus is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's like, is it Clapham South? That I long stretch of road separating Clapham High Street to Clapham Common.
I know what you're talking about though.
And it's like Clapham South to Clapham North.
I think so. Yeah. So, and it's like it's kind of like, it's not like a dual carriageway, but it's kind of like four lanes. It's the roads are big.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm turning left, but I'm in the second lane. And I'm going to work. I'm thinking, shit, I'm late. So I've put the indicator and just kind of just cut over the lane, but there's a cyclist coming. So I've clicked the cyclist, and the cyclist, I've seen him skid and drop in my rear view. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fucked. Because I'm in my work car as well. So it's not my car, it's my work car. So I've pulled over now, and then I can see like people all running over to the man, innit? And I'm like, oh, my. Days. So I'm watching everything play out. Then I walked over slowly, like I was a witness as well.
Yeah.
So I've gone over. He's a fucking idiot. I saw him. I saw his car. It's got a black Ford
the Black Vauxhall. When I had the Black Vauxhall, it's the Black Vauxhall. I saw him. I didn't get his number plate though, but he's a wanker. He's a wanker. So I'm hearing all about you.
The wanker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the wanker.
You know, that's what happened.
So that's just me. I'm the wanker.
No, but as the fucking wanker. As the crowd dispersed, yeah, I said, look, mate, it was me that was knocked you over. Where do you need to go to? I'll drop you. No, I'll drop you. I'll drop you to where you need to go.
Put
so,
yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yo, fuck.
No, his back got crushed. His back got crushed. He just, his helmet got cracked because of the impact. And then he just it was because he landed on the floor, innit? Like he skidded. Like I clipped his front wheel with the back of my car. So he skidded. He had like some like scratches on his arm, and he was like, "Look, just buy me a new helmet." I gave him like 150, and he said, "I'll just quit, call it quits from there."
That's mad. If that's me, you would have heard.
No, but I dropped him home in that.
Yeah, no.
And we was talking and
you're finished, man.
If that's me, you would have heard on the radio, Clapham High Street closed due to severe traffic, due to an accident.
That's an amber warning, you know.
Bro, buy me a new helmet. You're mad, you're going to the cleaners, bro.
That's a good man.
Bro, you're going to the cleaners, bro.
That actually reminded me. I did, technically.
The same thing.
No. I hit a woman off her bike in Fulton Heath. So, you know where Iceland is, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you can turn right towards Selhurst.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm, like, parked up getting ready to turn. There's a van, and he's flashed for me to, like, go through. But it's, like, quite a big van.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I'm creeping, like, out, like, I'm not, like, I swear, I weren't blowing or anything.
Yeah, here we go.
The woman's coming down on her bike. And as I'm turning, like, I've seen her face hit my, hit the side of my car. But her face is all like swashed the window, and her dreads are on the windshield.
Oh, so
and
I saw your window. Yeah. I saw your dreads. Bang.
What? So she's looking in the car. Like, you wanker.
You
wanker.
Like she was blowing. But I pulled
she had locks as well.
Yeah, I pulled over and asked her if she was alright. She was like, "Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention." Blah 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 blah. I said, like, are you sure you're
did
okay?
Did she claim against you?
No, she didn't claim or nothing like that.
That's what I don't understand. But people are good.
Because, wait, technically, am I at fault then?
Yes. You hit her.
I think, cut like, you see...
Cut the window, please, bro.
Like, you see, if you're hitting a cyclist or a pedestrian, I think, like, automatically, like, you're at fault.
Yeah,
some of them are reckless, though.
Yeah.
Because the woman knew she was, like, she weren't paying attention because she was blowing down the road. And then I didn't really see her
what was
until,
going on? Yeah,
like, she's, hit the side of the car.
You might not have been at a fault there, then.
I felt bad, though, because...
Yeah, it's not as bad. My one, I was definitely at fault. I clipped him nicely still.
Actually, cracked the helmet. Oh, shit, we didn't even finish the news, did we? if you're planning a trip to the US, you can expect to hand over your socials. Would you not do that upon arrival in the USA?
Why?
Just said that that's something that they're considering. As of 10th of December 2025.
But how would they even know?
What?
You can give them a burner account.
I guess they would go through your pictures and stuff if it's yourself.
But why though? What's this for? Terrorism or something?
I don't know. It's what ITV News was saying. Not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I saw something similar about in Australia. Yeah about that.
Yeah, but they banned social media for kids.
Imagine.
That's good, you know. I don't even that's good.
To an extent.
You think kids should have access to social media?
Yeah, because I think sometimes like it's sometimes it's inspiring for some kids. So like, for example, like think about like people that want to do streaming.
And they can still access streamers.
You don't know, but like, you can do it on your computer. Like back in the day,
Yeah, but still though, but like but like they might need like TikTok or something to watch like speed or like. Or like Kai Sanat.
No, it's Twitch.
Or like for example, someone who wants to be like a rapper or like a singer.
So you think that it limits them from what they can kind of see?
I feel like it's gonna have like a detriment towards their inspiration. Like you know.
But that's the problem with it because it there's also, it's not just positive stuff, there's negative stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, there's pros and cons, yeah, isn't it?
Like, it shows them the bad stuff too young as well.
But like, but yeah. I just think also as well, if you've had a taste of it, then like you can't just have it taken away from you like that.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
So they're gonna kick off in Australia, aren't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But there's gonna be some sort of loopholes.
Of course. Them kids are smart.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, don't worry about that.
It obviously it's a lot easier for this, but like see like your computer at school, how they used to at my school they used to ban certain websites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would know to get website and then bro, I'm on Miniclip and all these other websites. Yeah. Like, there's no stopping me. I'm getting on the internet whether you like it or not.
Mm.
Even like how you can't FaceTime in Dubai.
Yeah.
Can't you?
No, you can't FaceTime in Dubai, but people...
Yeah,
how do you do it? VPN?
Yeah, VPNs and
it. Oh.
Yeah.
But weirdly, you can FaceTime on Instagram DM, but whatever.
Yeah, or like Snapchat. Yeah.
So why did they ban it in the first place?
I don't know. Yeah,
weird too.
This one's for Jordan, actually. The UK can now take money directly from your bank. So HMRC are expanding their authority to take funds. That's a good
thing that I'm all up to date with, isn't it?
Directly from your bank account in individual cases where you owe a certain amount of money.
That's peak, man.
That's peak. That could mash up someone bad.
Yeah, they're going to plummet people into overdraft.
100%. 100%.
See, that's why you got to pay your taxes, man.
But yeah, that's been Here to the Streets News. We'll catch you again next week.
That's peak still. That's actually got me kind of concerned, you know.
No, you're in big trouble if you ain't paid certain bills. If I know they can just take the bread out of my account,
then it's over.
All you can do is just wake up and scream.
Man, that's peak.
Yeah, it's gone.
Right. So, we was having a little conversation, but I wanted to bring it to you, like, yeah? In terms of today's debate, yeah? So, in terms of, as men, how do you categorize different age groups? And where do we fall as young men? Because to some people, we're unks. To some people.
I know unks.
No, but this is not like that. No, but this is the thing. No, but people might, because I was speaking to my friend about it, and they were like, oh, you could like come up on like TikTok, and people are like, look at these unks just talking. And I'm like, but are we unks though? I don't feel like we're unks, but I'm like, let's discuss what the actual breakdown of where unks begin and what's below
your
that.
Era's gone. Era's done.
See, what we're unks.
I think that this determines on what people are looking for. Yeah. So like for example, if let's say like a 16-year-old is making music, it's very unlikely that we would have any interest in that music. Yeah,
you'd have to be like proper talent.
You'd have to be cold.
Yeah. Or if a 16-year-old is like has started like a podcast, like we won't watch it. But if somebody our age is making music, then we'll be more open to listen to it or
a bit younger.
Yeah, or same with like a podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like, but then say like somebody that we were classed as an unk, we might maybe not want to listen to their stuff.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
Because they're unked off.
What's
unk?
Like what's unk?
I feel like it's different for everyone. So we would have to say like what our unk is, because our unk will be different. That's going to be granddad to Junior.
The unk.
Yeah.
See, like,
our unk is going to be granddad
to
Junior.
What age group, though? Let's do the age groups, though. Like, how would you define the different age groups?
So, when does your era finish?
Finish? Because we're not finished, Junior.
So what's the categories then? Say us, olders.
Young, you got young G's.
Alright, cool. Yeah, so, alright. Cool,
us young G's, I'm bro, because, like, there's people below me.
Alright, cool. So let's say, like, regardless of whether it's us or Junior, it'll be young G's, us, olders, unks, and then...
Elders.
Yeah. So, a young G to me...
What age group are you saying? What's a young G?
like a 25 below.
Is a young G?
Yeah, to me now.
Young G is 25 and under.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
For me now, like. But someone 25.
So he's
and young. But someone 25.
Is a young G.
24, 23. Yeah.
It's still like, young, young G.
But that's why you guys are on. Because you're looking at 24.
24.
But I don't.
Someone's looking at 24 and like, damn, that's old.
Who?
Yeah, no, see, but I mean, that's the thing.
What, like someone in school?
You know when man's so like 16
will look at me and
be like, I would say you're a big man.
If your age group, which is 23.
Yeah.
When so I was 16 and someone was 24.
That's an adult.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Like you're doing adult things and you've got adult responsibilities. Knowing you're probably doing the same shit.
When I was 24, I was still 16.
So what's young to you?
What's a young G?
Yeah.
I thought like under 21.
So then what's 21 to...
as well.
So then what's 21 to, let's say, like, 30 to you then? Like, what do you call that? Normal.
Maturing.
Ah, like... Because you wouldn't... Little bro. Like,
you wouldn't date a 21-year-old.
Of course not.
I just have to check.
No, but that's...
Exactly, he could have, because that's a young
dude. You can't know. But even like I don't see us man as unks. I would see us man as like big bro category. We're not unks though.
Yeah, but that's...
An unk!
Yeah, but that's to who?
We're not unks. Are we unks, bro? Are we?
I'm not unk.
Yeah.
So we're not unks.
Man's not unks.
I'm not an unk.
I unk.
No one can't call me unk. I'll get mad.
So what would they call you then?
Bro.
Just big bro. You're a big bro then.
Sometimes when certain men call me big? Like, I don't like just call me bro. Like it's not, that man's not. Hannes does it all the time.
Where he calls you big bro?
Like bro.
To be fair, Cordell calls me aunt.
Yeah, but you're his uncle's age.
Yeah.
You're his uncle's friend. You're his uncle's friend. That's a sign of endearment and respect. You're his uncle's friend. But like, how would your brethren like look at us? Would they be like, "Oh, this is an unked podcast"?
No, nah, this is. What are you guys again?
Like early 30s.
Mid.
Don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Early mid. We'll just say.
Like you'll get. I think you'll get. Like once you're 35, you're unk. I would say 35, you're done.
Like, so what are we then? What? How would? So I'm saying.
You're like big bro, but like you got 1 more year left.
One more year of big bro left, and then we're unked.
Yeah.
So anyone 35 older is an unk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what I would
consider. So how would you categorize it as someone your age group, like in terms of the tiers?
The tiers. So I've got like babies. I'll say.
I said babies.
That's,
you know?
That's zero to like.
12.
13.
To like year 8.
Yeah.
So 0 to 13 is babies.
Yeah. No, I think 0 to like even like 14.
Is a baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like 15 to 17 is like like early teenager, like your boy, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then from like 18 to like 21, I'll say like that's the teenage stage. Like,
but the 21-year-old is not a teenager.
No, but like this generation now, they move like teenagers at that age.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll say when you like young adult from like 21 to like 28.
Young adult.
Yeah.
And then 28 to 35?
Big bro.
But why is that funny though? Why is that funny? So then, and then 35 old just unk.
Yeah.
And then after that is like dad's age and that.
Like you, yeah, like we have like, a thing
coming. Yeah, like we can't even call you now.
Yeah.
What, so after 35, you're cooked?
Like after 35, like you got to call him Mr. Denton.
Yeah. Really? After 35?
Like, it's not a feeling thing.
Cool, like, when do you guys think an era finishes? Like, when do you guys think you man's era was?
When you say era, though, explain that, though.
Finished, like, and what's finished?
Yeah, because I don't think we're finished.
No, but finished. This is the thing, yeah. I believe that an era, like, never finishes.
Yeah, but, like...
You just grow with your era.
No, but... Like, you see what you guys used to listen to, whatever. It's not trending.
Yeah.
No, but it's not trending. Yeah. That's the point.
What's trending now?
No, but we still listen to
Central
it. Though.
C.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Yeah, no, so but.
That's
I hear
like,
that.
That's like them and the younger generation, that's
the what's popping right now. Like, but my era's done.
But that doesn't mean that the era's died. Because we're still doing it.
Like Fionn said last time, no one plays out anymore.
But it's just true though.
The era was done.
No, but in terms of music, I feel like someone's music taste doesn't really change. So
yeah, but,
I feel like if it's like fashion, yeah, like fashion is an era that can die, but music just continues with you. So like for example, say like reggae, yeah.
Mm.
Our parents or grandparents, yeah, was probably listening to reggae when they were like 20, 21.
Yeah. Still popping now.
But for them, those are their songs that they still listen to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So like for us, when we're like 40, 50, like the songs that we love now, like we're still gonna play then. So like Leon Thomas, like Odile, like all those songs, we're still gonna be listening to them.
Yeah.
But fashion's different. Like fashion, like flared jeans and all that stuff come like in and out.
Yeah. Lifestyle plays a part to your era as well.
What do you mean?
Say like the things that are like normalized to be doing. Like for example, back in the day, no one had like iPhones. It was all like BlackBerry. Like that's an era. If you get what I mean.
But when you say, like, I don't think our era's finished though. Because like for example, like you see, for me, like we're talking about music. Like you see like rappers, yeah?
Yeah.
Like the rappers that were popping when man was a young, Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, yeah, those three.
Well, you say me just then, man.
No, they're older than us. Of course. Them are not 40.
Wow.
But they're like the best rappers now.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, how can our era be finished when we're still got the the champions now?
Yeah, but
that's our era though. That's when we was coming up. Yeah, I was in uni.
I feel like there's certain things that probably aren't as popular as they once were, but I don't feel like that era's died because for someone else, like say like there's four people, yeah, and you're 14, you're 21, I'm 30, you're 35.
Why do I have to be older?
No.
It's fun.
No, but
you see, he was gonna make me 30 and him 35 wind rush.
I wanted to go around clockwise, isn't it?
It's the wind rush thing.
So we're all gonna like different things, yeah, because of our own era, yeah. But just because it's like, let's say it's 2025, that don't mean that we're gonna say, all right, cool, do you know what? Let's stop listening to all the music that we like and let's listen to Central C.
Because that's
what's popping in this era now.
Yeah, that proves the point of your era being done because what's popping is not what you like.
But then Phil made a good choice of
Drake.
That's the point of saying your era's not done. I agree. But I'm saying once your era's not popping, like once the guys that you listen to aren't trending anymore, like your era's done. So I would say that for our parents. Their era's done.
No, because, yeah.
Parents' era's still popping.
No, because when you think about it, yeah. Say, like, we all like similar things, yeah?
Yeah.
So imagine you take four guys that love rock music.
Mm.
Yeah? 18, 21, 30, 35, yeah? You're still going to have this same debate.
Yeah, because they're all going to have different opinions.
Yeah. Like, I feel like music is just like
you
music.
Maybe you can't use music as an example.
Yeah, I don't think music's a good example.
It's subjective, innit?
No,
you know what I mean?
Do you know, I could ask people
it's what you like.
Or ages maybe from like the kind of events they go to. So what's that one that I think it's where all the bus drivers and that go?
Bus drivers link up.
That's Unk.
Yeah, that's Unk. Yeah.
That's not going to the big bus drivers link up.
Or even Southport Weekender.
That's Zanti Shutdown, man. Shouldn't have been there. That's past our age group.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. I agree still. I think it's hard though, because I feel like, with us, though, I don't feel like we are unks at all. Like, I don't think people look at us, man, and be like, oh, that's an uncle.
But then I think though,
you look far off.
As you get older though, yeah, remember, like, your things change as well. So, I don't like clubbing anymore.
Yeah.
But I might prefer like a day party or something like that.
Yeah.
over
clubs are for kids.
Over going to a club.
Yeah, clubbing's for kids. Yeah.
But if I'm on holiday, then
I'm different.
Yeah, then it's different. But if I'm here, I'm not trying to go clubbing. Like, I'd rather go to like a day party or like a bar or something.
Yeah.
Or event.
Yeah.
Like your friend's event.
Yeah. Well, like Junior might say, "Yo, do you know what?
Let's go libs."
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a different case though. Yeah.
No, but your age group,
Yeah,
your age group. Do they still go clubbing in your age group? Like, do your boys be like, "Oh, come, we're going up Central tonight"?
Some of my cousins still go like tape and
really.
That shit. I was thinking that looks tiring. I couldn't do that. That's you know, it is. I've clubbed with the London scene though. Bare people be like, "I don't like clubbing, but still go."
So clubbing.
I mean, that's what's like going on right now. Have they got anywhere to go though? Because I feel like we had an okay amount of places to go.
Even in Croydon there was places to go. Yeah. Every Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, Tiger.
Yeah, Shush.
Like, yeah.
Eden and them kind of places.
Yeah.
We had bare places to go. Yeah.
Like we had like proper clubs. Like Eden is sort of like a bar that turns into a party.
Yeah, it's a shisha lounge. It's a restaurant,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well yeah, no, I just wanted to bring that to you. But I definitely feel like we're not unks. Even though, but I can see what you mean though.
Like, say when you were 18, how would you look at someone that was 30? Like thinking back,
that's a big Ross man. That's a Ross man.
You gotta switch it like that as well. Like, put yourself in someone younger's shoes, how they would see you.
Yeah.
Like some of my college teachers were maybe in their mid to late 30s. And I always saw them as big Ross people. But in hindsight,
even some of our
brethrens now, they're teachers.
Yeah. But to the kids, they look like
a big man. Yeah. Oh, that's a big woman. They're unk in class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you have to talk to them with respect because that's Mr. or Mrs. whoever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's objective.
So whose viewpoint is.
Because for me, you might not be unk, but for someone that's 15, you're.
I'm an uncle.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. In the comments though, tell us what
that's an interesting
what you define as an unk.
On auntie.
Yeah. And tell us your age first, innit? So be like, yo, I'm 33, I define this age gap as an unk. Or for example, it'll be interesting to know.
I have one more thing. This is totally off topic. I meant to bring it up at the beginning of the pod, but we have a large listener or following from Portland in USA. How did you lot find us?
Do we?
I was checking the analytics like yesterday and it says there's like it's a large amount basically.
Just listening in Portland?
Just Portland. Nowhere else.
So someone's clocked like, on to Portland and said,
if you're from Portland and you're listening or you're watching on YouTube, can you tell us like how you found us? Because it's just Portland.
Do a live show in Portland. I thought you were going to say Portland and Jamaica.
That would have made more sense to me. But yeah, sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in again. This is coming out on Sunday again, as promised.
Yep.
I think so.
It'll be out on Sunday. Fingers crossed in the morning, but Sunday for sure.
Yeah. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. This has been the Coppo Show. Jordy Jaws.
L's AK Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear and the one you'll come to see.
Until next time, people.
Peace.
Do the quiz,
Yeah.
Do you want to react to the video I sent as well?
With the barnacles.
We can do it at the end of the quiz, the chicken. But it's a skit, but I think like there's only so much a skit can be. That is too real. Like genuinely.
This guy is really on us, you know, by the way, boys.
To do the happy birthday thing.
Yeah, he's like, please, man.
Yeah, I forgot, to be fair.
He's been messaging on the TikTok.
Okay, yeah, we'll do it after. Yeah.
But you guys just don't want to do it now. Yeah, come on.
Her name's Kayla. She's turning 23. He just said, please, if you could just end the video.
Actually, let's do the quiz. And...
Yeah, and then we'll put the phone on a tripod, innit? And just do it like that. Send it over.
There's one here.
We need to release the quiz though. We didn't release it, bro.
There's multiple that haven't been released. But
how do you want to do it? Do you want to do it in the new year?
We'll pitch.
We'll just drop it whenever.
I'm gonna, so because we've done this on Wednesday, I can send this to Ben, which will be fine.
then I can probably work on one of the quizzes. What's your schedule like? No, it's a myth. All right, yeah, forget it. Yeah, I can work on one of the quizzes.
Me, I'm free from as soon as I graduate. Cool. As soon as I'm done, last day of uni, I'm live for anything.
Wait, when is that?
Me?
Yeah, I might have someone else by then.
What?
I got a picture of barnacles on my phone.
Did you totally turn down the China thing now as well?
Let me look.
You're going China to what? Play football?
No, it's videography.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that thing. Yeah.
Traveling for 9 months.
You going?
Nah, I'm declining.
Why? Too long.
I want to play football instead, man.
You want to pursue your own dreams?
Yeah, exactly that.
You'll get really close with that guy though. You're trying like to, no, why are you making it seem like it's weird?
No, but he's a cool guy.
If he was to be with someone for 9 months, that would become your brother.
Yeah,
no. Did he do?
It's the problem with the black community, man.
That documentary was mad though.
You need to watch it.
I watched it.
It's a good documentary, yeah.
Very good. I thought it was good because you see how not Bear, but a few other channels put out documentaries as soon as
I thought it was going to be shit.
I thought it was going to be shit as well.
It's actually mad informative.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I just haven't had time, man. This assignment to finish. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop. Oh, shit. Wait. Stop this in.